Many years ago, after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House. And happy 2023, start of 2023.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay! I'm joined this week by my wife, Tanya.
Hello!
And then he said, the wife. The wife.
The wife.
Like you're the only one in the world. But you're the only one of my wives, so...
Well, yeah, I should hope so.
Well, what? You can't share me with anyone else?
No.
Alright, well, you know, there's enough of me to go around, I think. There's all of Big Timmy.
All of Big Timmy's to get around.
Big Timmy's harem. And it's like, there's all these different women, like...
No.
And we're also joined by Milo who is desperate to jump all over the equipment and wreck everything. There's like a whole way you could go around. He's like working it out in his head, and he's now just going to go straight on.
He doesn't want to touch the floor, yeah. That's what it is.
The floor is lava. There's a sofa route.
I know. But
he's
still,
just like, no.
Which is softer as well.
Yeah, and more comfortable. Like, it's like, come on, man. Think of these things.
No, he wants to dive all over us.
He's like, there's a laptop that's in use.
Yeah.
I must sit on it. It's the inconvenience.
You're talking to something or someone. I need to get in the way.
Yeah. Oh, is that... Yeah, he's basically thinking that we're doing a... Like a video call. And he's just like, I can show my asshole
Absolutely.
To the camera.
Yeah, totally.
Behold the Holy of Holies. Ah! It's just that's how it works.
That's how it definitely works. Definitely.
So 2022, that was a thing.
It was a thing.
It happened.
It has happened.
We survived it.
Woo-hoo!
We got to the end of 2022.
We did.
And we had some experiences in 2022.
We did.
Did you have any good experiences?
Some good, some bad.
Some bad, yeah. Some ups, some downs.
Some ups and downs.
One of the downs for me was not recording lots of podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, we just got sick, really.
Really bad.
Which was not... it's not like we wanted to do the whole, like, let's get ill. But it just happened.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hopefully that's my sort of, I guess if I was to do a New Year's resolution, it would be like...
Try not to get
COVID for like the third year in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's not make let's a trilogy make, yeah. of the COVID
yeah.
thing.
Please don't.
Let's have a duology and then we could move on to that.
Yeah.
So, I did loads of reading in 2023. 2022 even. It's not been 2023 yet. I can't do lots of reading yet.
Unless you've done a thousand books in 4 days.
Well, I mean...
5 days, depending on...
I've nearly read one book.
Nice.
I just started getting the bug for reading. And I just, like... I started consuming novels at a rate.
A rate.
Like, I read Dune... American Gods. I started reading the Shadow and Bone trilogy. I'm on the third book now, which technically I started, I guess, like...
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
So technically it was 20 pages.
Yeah, but like I don't think I can count a chapter or two.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to count it.
Okay.
It's going to go towards my 2023 total. Okay. But I read a load of Neil Gaiman books, and if you take one thing away from this podcast, I think it's that you need to read Neil Gaiman, listeners, because it's so good. I read some short story anthologies, and I've got more books. I'm so excited.
You read some of those to me as we were, you know, trying to get me to sleep, and some of those are horrific.
Well, those were in the short story ones, and one of them was called Trigger Warning, and it's like stories that don't necessarily have happy endings and things like that, or are quite macabre. And I quite like that because it sort of challenged my perceptions of like what I want to hear in a story. So sometimes it's nice, it's not nice, but it's, sometimes it's good to hear a story that's not, doesn't have
no,
end
a
with
a happy ending, yeah.
And I think the other one was Fragile Things, and that one was literally like, some of these stories are really fucked up.
Yeah, definitely.
Basically. And they were fucked up.
Yeah, literally.
I enjoyed them, though, still.
Oh, good, don't get me
it's,
wrong.
Yeah, it's not like, sometimes it's good to read something that does disturb you a little bit, because it makes you appreciate other things. I'm saying these things, it sounds like I didn't like them, but I did. Ooh. I really liked those books. So, Neil Gaiman, top list, top tip from Timmy. American Gods is good. I'd recommend that. And that's not necessarily a happy book.
No.
It's not a book that you'll read and be like, oh, yeah, I feel like I could, you know, wank off an elephant or whatever. I don't know what you would do in celebration.
That's it, exactly. You may have heard of American Gods through Amazon Prime.
Yes.
So that's the series is based off of the book.
Yeah, and it's sort of links in occasionally. They've obviously expanded on it.
Yeah, you said it's not, the book is much more in depth, obviously.
And, well, I think I liked the flow of the book a bit better. The book follows, like, one character and occasionally deviates off to other characters. It doesn't really, like, there's no, like, intricate threads and you're not seeing all these weird things and storylines where people are having sex with people's dead wives and stuff. But there is Dead Wife in there, so...
Dead Wife is in there, okay. If you've seen the American Gods, obviously.
That's, you'll know what I
mean. You'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I think the book was... I felt the book was worked a lot better. I did find it funny that I saw the guy that played Shadow in, like, my mind while I was reading the book.
Yeah, I've literally just finished The Witcher. Second book? It's not really the second book. It's the short story book.
Yeah, the second,
The Sword of Destiny, I think it's called, isn't it? Sword of something or other.
Sword of Storms?
Could be. Sword of something.
The Wind Waker.
Yeah, could be The Wind Waker. And that's obviously like more of a short story, not like the...
Yeah, it's like...
It's more, again, another short story type thing.
Yeah.
But like, because obviously we've seen The Witcher from the Netflix series.
So when you...
When I read that, all I can see is Geralt from the Netflix series. Yeah. And obviously,
You see Henry Cavill.
Yeah. And then obviously I see Ciri come in. But obviously, I see her as a little girl from Eastwood.
Oh.
So I see the Ciri from the Netflix series, but I see her in the short form, like the East, like smaller, like Eastwood.
Oh.
If you know that game.
Yes.
That's obviously a game that was played last year.
Well, that could nicely lead us into talking about games that we played or got last year and that we enjoyed. Were there any standouts for you? Mine would be Eastwood. I would recommend Eastwood to everyone. Please go and play it. It's so freaking good.
Eastwood, what I've watched from you playing it is very cool.
You get a frying pan in it.
I think
that's enough to sell the game, really. Use a frying pan as a weapon.
We got Pokemon, didn't we? Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
That's the ones.
I haven't completed mine yet, but you have. That is a beautiful game. There is a few time delays with the background characters, which is quite fun
weird
to watch.
Glitches, yeah.
Which is quite fun, but...
Low frame rates.
Low frame rates, that's the word I'm looking for. But, like, you just sit there, you just go and think, you're going... I'm like, oh, yep, that's good. they're catching up.
I tell you what, actually, the game... My preferred game out of the two was Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Yeah, Arceus, that was very good. It's I really weird want to think, play that.
Because, like, it's been... That came out this year, and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, that was like, a very good game.
That feels like it was ages ago, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's because I had another game in between, which was Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Yeah, that came out as well.
Which was a surprise, and then was like a welcome surprise, because holy guacamole.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It's very difficult to pick out a game that I would go, that's the one that I'll take to the grave, sort of, as my 2023 pick.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one. But, yeah, I've got to say, Xenoblade.
Because Kirby came out as well, didn't it, for my birthday last year?
Yes.
I can't remember what came out, to be honest, because so many good games have come out this year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's been, like, non-stop. And people used to complain about, like, the Wii U and go, oh, there's no games on it. But I was like, I had plenty of games to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know whether these people just spend all day playing video games.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because that's what it seemed like. Because I was there, like, this year I've been, like... I heard that people going, oh, well, there's not many games for the Switch this year. And then I was like... What do you mean there's not many games for the Switch this year? There's plenty of games, and it's...
Gosh, sorry.
There's plenty of games, and, like, you know, we've got... I haven't got enough time to play them.
That's it, exactly.
And that... I mean, that includes some games that I haven't played this year, but they came out, like... They did the Persona 5 Royal came out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Which there's probably those of you at home going like, yeah, we played that on PS4 like 2 years ago, but I don't really use the PS4 for anything but streaming.
But Disney.
Yeah, Disney Plus, like
that was wonderful.
And the occasional Final Fantasy. But like it's not like I was like, oh, if I'm gonna get it. If I can get it on a console, I will get it on the Switch because I can take that with me.
Yeah.
I can play it at work. I can.
That's it, exactly.
I can play it like when we go to people's houses and they're like, hi Tim, how are you? And I just like
start
turning the volume up and. So I can still hear what they're saying, but I can ignore them while playing Pokemon. May be a silly thing. Maybe I should throw that aside and just buy it on the PlayStation and then never get to play it because it's just like might as well but
if it comes on the Switch, get it on the Switch. I find
that's it. I think that's fine really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we also started playing Final Fantasy 9.
We did,
which we're probably
again it's been out for donks, but obviously it's come out onto the Switch.
Well, it was out on the Switch for ages, but we started playing it this year.
Okay.
I think it was out for like a year, maybe.
Okay.
It was like eShop, like you could download it and stuff. Right, okay. And the edition that we got was like Japanese, so...
Nice.
Like, because I wanted it on cartridge, because why not?
Why not? If we can, we can.
Yeah. Stop judging me. Stop judging me, listener that can't answer back. And tell me that you weren't judging me at all for my physical purchases. But no, it's literally just been... It's been full on. And I don't even... No, it's Splatoon 3. That's another one that came out. Yeah. And it's like, what is going on? Like,
yeah.
So many video games.
Oh, no.
You have to put a special note on all the video games you play this year.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing a silly voice. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
So TV was also quite memorable. We had like shows like Andor and She-Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk was very good. I enjoyed
She-Hulk. She-Hulk was like one of my favourites.
Yeah, I did enjoy She-Hulk.
Apparently, I saw people complaining that it was like, oh, this is just ridiculous, and they're mocking the comics and stuff. And it was like, no, that's what the comics were like, original run. And one of the guys that basically like did one of the major runs on She-Hulk was like, yeah, I read all the She-Hulk runs for like
years.
Well, just for like research on my runs.
Oh, okay.
And like, so I can tell you that this is the most like comics accurate show out of all of the shows. So if you're complaining that it's like, you know, it's like wacky and not in keeping with the books, then you're like really
wrong.
You really
don't know what you're reading. you're not reading She-Hulk.
Plus the lady that plays her, like,
oh, she is great. I love her.
Yeah. I can't remember her name at the moment. Tatiana something?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know her name. But she did Black Orphan, didn't she? Orphan Black, that's it.
Yeah.
Long way round.
You were close.
Close.
But, yeah, were there any other TV shows? I mean, we had quite a few ones. There was, like, Moon Knight as well.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Lots of, like, Marvel projects.
Yeah, lots of Marvel projects, actually, wasn't there? Because there was obviously the What If series of Marvel.
Yeah, I think that was...
That was more beginning of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That
was amazing as well.
Yeah, I enjoyed speaking. It's not TV shows, but it's a film, Bullet Train.
Well, I was going to move on to films, but we can do that. There's probably like I can't really think. I'm sure there's other shows that I watched, like that came out last year.
Yeah,
I watched this like Cabinet of Curiosities by Guillermo del Toro. I've probably murdered the pronunciation of his name, but like, and that was like really good horror anthology. But obviously, you didn't watch that because
no, I don't do
it's
horror.
But like, I really enjoyed that. It was very, very good. And then there's like shows that I watch on the regular, like Archer and things like that. They had seasons come out.
They had new seasons, didn't they? And like Solar Opposites again. They had new from Disney. They had new series and Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty has had one of the strongest seasons, I think. Like every episode was just like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah,
I like this.
Yeah, very much so, actually.
Even their weakest episode, I was like, yep, I think this is great.
Yeah.
They did a fantastic episode about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which I really hilarious. Fucking loved. I was just like, as a fan of Star Wars, I totally feel it. Like, when I talk to people that are like, you're not a real fan unless you went to the cinema and saw it, like, when it first came out. And you're like, yeah, fuck off. Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. I really enjoyed Bullet Train.
Yeah?
It's a very good film.
Top marks. I'm trying to think of things that were, like, apart from Marvel, and I've got to say... Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes.
Which, like, when I first saw the trailer, I was like, I have to see this because Michelle Yeoh's in it, and she's one of my favourite actresses. She was in Star Trek Discovery, and she's been in, like, you'll see her in loads of stuff, and you'll be like, ah, okay,
And
she's just, like, top-notch actress, really brings it every time. And this movie was just fucking so heart-touching. And it was, we saw it on my birthday as well. It was, like, my birthday treat.
It was.
We went to the cinema and we just like watched this movie, and it was just I can't
sausage
recommend it
fingers.
Enough. There's a film that came out last year, but I haven't seen it yet, and I got it on Blu-ray, which is Clerks 3.
Yeah,
I can't wait to watch that.
I haven't watched that yet, have we?
I've seen a lot of like. Bits and pieces of it, like being the making of and things like that. I am a big Kevin Smith fan, but I haven't watched it yet. And I am looking forward to it so much. It's just finding time to
yes,
pop in the DVD and get round like all the other crap that we watch.
Yeah, that's it, exactly, because there's so much available at the moment. Because like on the BBC iPlayer, if you're from England, obviously you've got His Dark Materials. If you enjoy that series, that's obviously got a new series come out, into series 3. So
and we found out like after the last episode.
Yeah, literally.
Out.
And like we're like, oh, we are far behind. Like, crap. So yeah, we're catching up on that.
Your mum was like, oh, how are you finding it? And yeah, we're like, is it bad?
What?
Shit.
So we're like, right, we'll catch up on that.
Yeah, and the girl that plays God, I can't remember
Lyra?
Her name. The girl that plays Lyra, she was also X-23 in Logan.
Logan, the saddest film.
But like, yeah, she's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I hope that they bring her into the X-Men.
Yeah.
Like the new X-Men movies that are going to come out. Like, I just want to see her just chopping people's heads off with her feet.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. If you're listening, because I know you're a fan. Make it happen.
Make it happen, yeah, it'd be awesome.
So speaking of that, I mean, we saw a lot of Marvel movies.
Yep.
Spider-Man,
Shang-Chi.
I think that was last
or
year.
Was it the year before, was it? 2000
It was Doctor Strange.
Oh, yes.
Thor,
yes, Love and Thunder.
Which I'd love. I really enjoyed that film.
That was a really good film.
And a lot of people were like, oh, it's funny Thor, why are they made him funny? I'm fine with funny Thor. I don't mind them doing funny Thor.
No.
I think it's like quite a ridiculous concept. I don't think they're going to go funny Thor for the next movie.
No, because obviously.
But he's like Chris Hemsworth is a proper good comedic actor.
Oh, absolutely.
And he can really bring it, like. And the rest of the cast was like stellar. Natalie Portman.
Portman was. Oh, you can use the floor. Never mind.
Finally.
Never mind. Yeah, she was amazing. That was a happy, sad film again. But
Wakanda Forever as well.
Oh yeah,
that was the last film we saw in cinemas.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
That's another one like Logan where we came home and like, right, we need to watch Deadpool.
Yeah, and it's just so bad, isn't it? Like we watch a sad film and we're like, oh,
we're so sad.
Let's put Deadpool on. That'll make us feel better. Sit in bed with chicken nuggets and Deadpool.
Yeah,
there you go.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's quite good to be challenged and things like that.
Oh yeah.
With these things and, I guess technically, although it wasn't in cinemas, we watched the Guardians Christmas special.
Yeah, that was good. We enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought like Kevin Bacon was in it.
Kevin Bacon,
the legendary
he's an
Kevin.
Actor.
He makes me sick. Like, I should stop chucking out little spoilers. But there's
oh, that was funny.
Yeah, it was really just a good time.
Yeah.
And people, I heard people complained about that, being like, oh my god, what are they doing? And it's like, it's meant to be funny and cheesy, and like, it's like they're trying to capture the spirit of the Star Wars Christmas special. Like, get a clue, guys.
Yeah,
come
yeah. What's Free Guy was the year before, wasn't it?
Yes.
So everything blurs into one. It's really odd.
This is it. This is. I mean, really, we should have probably made a list before we started.
Yeah, probably.
And then we could have been like, oh yeah. this, and this.
But nah.
Yeah, fuck that. Who needs to prepare when you can just wing it? We're winging it.
It sounds fun to me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Back to video games quickly. Cult of the Lamb.
Oh yeah, that
my
was really
God.
Good.
If you want a game that's sort of fast-paced, there's a bit of like a simulation aspect to it, you want to get Call of the Lamb, because that is it's one of the best times with my trousers on that I've had. so good. I couldn't wait. I had to get it when it first came out, and then unfortunately they announced a physical edition, which I was like, oh
that's not fair.
I could have had the cultist edition with
damn it
with more culty goodness.
Yeah, and some of the goodies that have come out with Cult of the Lamb are so cute. T-shirts, you know, the plushies. They're just so cute. Like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm going to have to do a serious T-shirt call this year so that I can buy some Call of Lamb shirts. But I think some of my T-shirts have got holes in, so I'm going to have to go through and filter those ones out.
Yeah.
And then we can move on to
new and improved things.
Yeah, new Cult of the Lamb gear. There you go. Nailed it.
Woohoo!
Nailed the landing on that one.
Nailed it.
So, looking forward to 2023, I was hoping that it would be like a quieter year on various things, because just because it's already... We're already still catching up from 2020. Too.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, probably 2020 actually. Probably, the amount of stuff that we've got to get through. But like, I know Zelda's coming out this year. Hopefully it won't get pushed back again. They've now given it a name, Tears of the Kingdom.
Nice.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
It's going to be wonderful. They're already releasing a butt ton of games. In January and February. There's a new a remake of a Kirby game that we didn't own.
No.
On the Wii, and that's March.
Just after my birthday, yeah.
I think it might be end of February.
Oh, really?
It's just, yeah, because I was like, oh, you'll actually be able to open your birthday present on your birthday this year.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a miracle.
Hooray!
I won't have to give you an IOU again. Because every time it's like they release it, it's like the 10th of March. And I'm like, well, that's the day after. That's not good. My wife's birthday's on the 9th. Release it on the 9th. And then this year they were like, we'll do it the week before. And I'm like, you Hooray! Son of a bitch. We could have been waiting in the post box for this, but no.
No.
There's also like a couple of games that I've been looking at. Octopath Traveler 2.
Yep. That was a good game in the first place.
There's a Fire Emblem game coming out this month.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, God, I really want the Fire Emblem game, but, like, you know, there's a financial crisis happening in the world at the moment.
can't afford this.
Can I justify buying this Fire Emblem game? Probably not. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, God. And then there's, like, loads of movies scheduled for release this year, the next Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse
film. Oh, really? Excellent. That was a good film.
Yeah, that's going to be coming out. And they've already been teasing all the Spider-Men that will be in it.
Excellent.
Spider-Men and women. And awesome. Spider-Children.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just speculating here.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there'll be a Wolverine Spider-Man in there, or like an actual Wolverine.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Not Spider-Pig, it's Spider-Wolf. Spider-Wolf.
Yeah, well, Wolverine. Spider-Wolverine. Spider-Wolverine. Does whatever Spider-Wolverine does. Eats your pants, eats your face, eats everything because it's a Wolverine. Look out.
Here comes Spider-Wolverine.
I cannot confirm whether that character is in there.
No, we have no idea.
Marvel, if you're listening, I'll do the voice for it. That's my audition. I think it's quite good.
Yeah, it works for me. And breathe.
I am breathing. That's how Wolverines breathe.
Okay.
With a lack of inhaling.
Okay.
No, so there. Is there anything that... Well, apart from Kirby, really.
Kirby, Zelda. I think that's probably about it, really.
Yeah, I mean, the weirdest thing is, it's like you're trying to make... You try to make plans and stuff, and it sort of...
Oh, kitchen.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to go into our home building thing. But, like, you know, yeah, there's certain things around the house. Certain
building projects we've got on
there. Yeah, I'm not going to list them for the listeners because they're like, we don't care about your lives.
We don't care about your lives.
We don't care about, like, you know, we don't care about the jobs you'll be doing this year. We'll be taking out the bin.
Yep, got to do that every week. That hasn't changed.
Yeah. but like, they probably are like, yeah, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear
the good juicy stuff.
The juicy stuff. Speaking of juicy stuff, that sounds really gross, actually. There's something else coming out this year that we're both pretty excited about, I think. But I say pretty excited, I think we're very excited.
Yeah.
Just about.
Just about.
Do you want me to say
it? You can say it. I'll give you the honour of doing so.
There's going to be a Little Timmy's House.
Little Timmy House coming out.
Coming out, yeah. I'm trying to work out how to say it. Like,
sounds really weird.
There's going to be a baby.
It's not a big Timmy, it's going to be a little Timmy.
Yeah, there'll be a little
Timmy yet. Little Timmy yet, because I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
No. So that's the thing that's happening this year.
A little T is coming out, there you go.
There's a little T coming.
Yeah.
And we're both very excited, but also bricking it, because obviously there's a number of...
Who wants to be a parent? Well, it's scary being a parent.
I think we at least are interested.
Yeah,
we sort of, like, you know, we're like, yeah, we'll do it. We'll have a go.
Sure.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
I think it'll be fine. We'll just do it on the day. We'll wing it.
We'll wing it, yeah. I think that's what most people do anyway, as parents, just winging it, so...
You know, just have plenty of gaffer tape on hand in case anything goes wrong.
Stick it back together.
Yeah, I was thinking more stick it to the wall, and then you can clear up the broken
broken
glass or whatever.
Stick it to its chair and go, right, don't move.
Yeah. Hold all your heads come off going. There we go. See, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine, yeah, totally. Not a problem.
We've got it all
worked out, all planned.
Yeah.
All planned.
Yeah, it's all goot, as Steve Guttenberg would say. So the baby will be around June. So we'll not bore you to death with baby details,
no.
But I think when cool things happen, we can be like, hey, this thing happened, and this is how we felt about it. So there was a cool thing that happened just before Christmas, which was we had the scan.
We did.
And holy shit, that was like the point for me where I was like, oh my god, this is real.
Yes.
Because, like, up until that point, there was like the pregnancy test, uh-huh. And it was like, that's just a stick.
That's just a stick. And, you know, anything's possible with a stick.
Did you have fun taking the pregnancy test?
Sure, well, literally, I did it, and it says, it waits 3 to 5 minutes. It didn't. It was seconds. And I mean literally seconds. I put it in and it just went... Zoom! I'm like, cool. Okay.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, literally, it was that quick. I was like, that's a definite yes, then, I'm assuming.
I'm guessing that it's definite. You're like, yep, we are.
Definite yes.
I think you were like, wow. I heard you go, wow. And I was like, you're right. And you're like, yeah, yes, we are. And I was like...
Yes, we are.
Oh!
It was instant, so.
So we went for the scan, and when we got in there, like they have a monitor, but I wasn't looking at the monitor that you were looking at. I was looking at the side monitor for some reason, because I was like, I thought that was it. I've seen the movies and TV programs, and they go, here's the baby, and they bring the monitor over, and you go, oh, that's lovely. I didn't realise that there was a big
one, at the back.
A big heffin'
TV.
Like, TV, like, mounted on the wall and junk. And so I was watching the baby from, like, this awkward angle. And I was freaking out then, because I was like...
Yeah, you were.
Holy guacamole, that is, like, look. And the baby was, like, doing a handstand.
Yeah.
Which was... Like, what is going on? And they were like, you need to go and take a walk.
Yeah.
And settle the baby.
Do you need to go for a wee? I was like, yes, please. Go for a wee. I was like, okay.
Because they tell you to go with a full bladder so that they can, like, the sonar basically can bounce off the baby and stuff like that. And you were like, I'm here with a full bladder. And they were like, it's too full.
It's literally too full. Because I read, you know, it comes with a pamphlet, and you read the pamphlet, and it says
here's your instructions.
So that's what I did. So, there we go.
But it's like not like people were like, it's not that they were like, how dare you?
No, but they were like, oh, well done for reading the pamphlet. I was like,
yeah,
thank
you're one of the only people that did.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah, I'm doing so.
You can read.
Yay.
And then so we went for a little walk to sort of settle yes. Sprog, and then came back and they were like, yep, they've got all the legs and toes and
all the hands.
It looked like all the organs were sort of like developing nicely and all that, and Sprog did a little dance for us, waved.
He did.
We were like
he, she.
Yeah, we don't know the gender, and we won't know the gender, so
don't ask. don't ask.
We'll find out eventually, obviously, when the baby comes out. It's not like we're going to go for the rest of our lives nope. Not looking there.
Not looking there. Oh, look, it's spraying somewhere.
Yeah. Oh.
What's that? Oh, that'd be so funny.
But we were literally like watching the scan in real time, and you could see the legs and arms sort of moving about, and then they were drinking, moving the jaw was like bad, 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 bad.
Yeah, they're having a bit of a jig and all sorts. So,
and it was like it was the most holy shit moment of my life so far, I think, because I was literally just like, fuck, we did that.
Yeah, and I didn't realise how far developed it was at 13 weeks. That's what scared me most, I think. I was like, what? It's only 13 weeks? What?
Yeah, because it's like, for us, till that point, it was just like, yeah, I guess we're pregnant.
Yeah, literally.
And it was like, there's no, it's not like, you know, your belly went brop. Like,
that's it, exactly.
Or like, you know, like angels came down and started trumpeting or something. It was literally just like everything's just sort of normal, really. Yeah. And then it's like, well, guess it's not so normal.
No.
And of course, now we're just there, like, we're on, like, I'm in this weird thing where I'm walking on sunshine half the time. But then also having crippling, like, oh my god, what's going to happen if the kid's like, what if the kid comes out and it's like, I'm a demon bitch, or something like, well, probably not that, not necessarily. I wouldn't mind if they were a demon. I'd be like, that's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'd be like, awesome, man. You got horns? Like, they're coming. look, he's lost his baby horns. No, but like, you know, you start having like, oh my god, like what if the kid comes out and it's just like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And you're like,
okay, cool.
You're like, awesome, man. Or if that, what if they're like, Mario sucks.
Yeah.
That's going to be the hardest thing.
Yes.
And I'm like, what do you mean Mario sucks? And they're like, I like FIFA better.
Yeah, I like football. I like this.
And then we're like, there's the door.
Yeah. Have fun. Good luck.
Don't come back. No, I'm joking. No, of obviously,
I'd never do that.
Obviously, we'd have to beat some sense into them with the knowledge stick. Yes. I am joking. We're not going to abuse our child. But like, no, it's something that's going to be like exciting.
Yes.
It's the next step in our life.
Yes, very much so.
And we're going to do it together.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to kick ass.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to go, yeah!
Yeah, sure. Sure, go for it.
That's the enthusiasm we want. Anyway, I think it's about all we've got time for this week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch. And say congratulations, Uncle Jazz, because you're going to be an uncle or a funcle.
Funcle or, Dunkle.
Joker. Well, I think Dave will be the funcle, because he'll be the fun uncle.
Fun uncle, yeah, that's true.
So we'll let him have funcle.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, like, give him a congratulations. Give him a big kiss as well.
Whoop, whoop.
And give us a congratulations if you want. Fucking social media.
Yay.
Twitter, Facebook. We never post anything to it, but you could post something and maybe I'll respond. Hooray.
Hooray.
Anyway, that's about all we've got time for. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of our house and happy 2023.
Happy 2023, absolutely. Hope you have a good one.
Bye.